The Big Small Business Show, proudly sponsored by MTN Business.
The Big Small Business Show is proudly brought to you by SAICA. Choose a difference maker, choose a chartered accountant.
Welcome to the Big Small Business Show, the show for all our entrepreneurs out there who are weaving an incredible entrepreneurial life. And one of those entrepreneurs who's doing a lot of weaving is our guest in studio today. Her name is Trudy Mkansi. She's the founder of Ambesha Africa. This store was inspired by the love for the African approach to design patio furniture. And my producer's personal favorite is the floating basket for the swimming pool. Let's have a look.
Ambesha Africa is a registered furniture manufacturing company offering various designs from floating baskets, cushions to patio furniture in a wide range of colors by using synthetic cane. Other services include upholstery, repairs, and custom patio covers. The founder of the business, Trudy Mkansi, was exposed to entrepreneurship and artistry from a young age, turning her love for authentic and handmade furniture into an enterprise.
I saw a guy doing baskets with seagrass, and it just reminded me of my grandmother and of my roots. I got so excited because I always thought you could only do the mat, and when I saw him doing the baskets, I asked him to teach me the skill. And he taught me the skill. I started doing headboards, pedestals. In 2016, I was already getting clients. I was still working at a corporate company. I was doing pedestals and headboards for our colleagues, and I was getting clients. And yeah, in 2016, I actually saw that actually you can even make a furniture with this grass.
The business has been operating for 6 years with a staff of 14 employees, a warehouse in Gauteng, and making a seven-figure turnover in the last financial year. Trudy seeks advice on how to scale up the business to becoming the go-to retailer for African-inspired furniture.
Our one-year short-term goal that we need assistance with is we are sitting in talks and we're being approached by retailers, and we also want to grow. So I think we need help in balancing the two, because our future 10-year vision and all that is to be our own retailer. And now when we are approached by the retailer, what should happen there, the focus and considering the capacity, how do we go about, because we need to now accommodate, if we're going to take in retailers, we need to accommodate them, and we still need to grow the business as our own, competing with the retailers out there.
Welcome, Trudy.
Welcome. Thank you so much.
Okay, so let's talk about Ambesha. What does that mean?
Ambesha means to dress or to decorate. Okay. It's a Tsonga name,
Okay.
Yeah.
And you spoke about your love for weaving.
Mm-hmm.
Are you part of the design team as well? Are you designing the furniture?
Yes, I'm also part of the design team. So I'm very much involved in the designing and just the general overseeing of the business as well.
So let's come back to the business. If you look at the percentage of business that is bespoke, where you're building bespoke furniture for a client and standard product, what is the percentage mix?
So I think because when we started our business, how we position ourselves was that we custom make, So I think a lot of clients, even though they will come for a standard set, but then they wanted it to be as if it's custom made for them. So I will say we're now starting to get more of the standard as compared to the customized orders. Yeah.
And then you mentioned in the insert that you've got some of the retailers coming to you to purchase. Why are they purchasing from you? Is it a better product? Is it better pricing? Is it why do they come to you, not import that furniture from the East, where most of that furniture is coming from?
I think previously maybe we're overlooked from them, and then COVID actually show them that, you know, because they were importing a lot. So now with COVID, they couldn't, the restriction that was put on place, they didn't have access to those furniture as compared to pre-COVID. So then they now started looking around, and I think I would say it's the quality, because there are other businesses, for the fact that they called us, because we used to approach them before. And, it was the issue of, no, we have our own suppliers.
Yeah.
But then they came back and say, we see you're doing beautiful things. Can we talk now, you know?
And yeah, are you doing the cushion work as well?
Yes.
You do that as well? So yes. You build the cushions as well?
Mm.
And the fabrics for that?
Yes.
And if you look at your restrictions to scale, what do you think is stopping you scaling? What's preventing you from scaling?
I think, because mostly our clients were, our end users, so just individual client as compared to having a contract with a retailer. So it meant we had to finance the most of it, because, most of financial institution will ask you to have like a contract in place.
Yes.
From the retailers. So they're scaling up. We are scaling at but then at a self-funding rate.
Yes.
Yes. So from where we were 2 years ago, we have improved. So I think the restriction was because it has to be self-funding all the time. Yeah.
Just let's come back to the management team.
Mm-hmm.
Your staff, I think, were 15, is that right?
Yeah, 14.
14,
yeah,
is the staff.
Yeah.
Just tell me the structure of the management.
Okay.
There's you are the MD, CEO, mm-hmm. is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and...
Okay, so it's me who's the the MD, and then we have an operational manager.
Yes.
And then we were recently joined by the production manager now, and then we have the receptionist, we have the carpenter, we have the tailor, and then the rest of the team are weavers.
Okay, and so in the operational team, you've got the operations and you've got the
production.
Yeah. What's difference between the two?
Okay, so with the production, we wanted him to focus solely on the production, just to make sure the safety, the quality, and then the operation is the overall operation. Yes.
And do the three of you meet?
Yes.
On a regular basis?
Yes. So it used to be the two of us,
because
this one just recently joined us, but we meet. For now, we're meeting every Mondays. We meet just to discuss what happened the previous week, what is the plan for the next week. Yeah.
And do you follow an agenda, or do you just know what you're going to talk about?
We follow. So I think for me, I believe even if you know what you want, but if you put it down, it gives you something to follow, and you track back to see, have you done it, have you not done it. So we do follow an agenda. We don't just go to the meeting without.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, coming back to your financials,
mm-hmm.
your financials are in order. You've got a bookkeeper. Yes. And external bookkeeper?
Yes, external, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And do you produce annual financial statements?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And are they in good order?
Yes.
So the question now, you've got good financial, you've got good financials, mm-hmm. they're in order. From looking at that insert, it looks like you're incredibly organized.
Mm-hmm.
It feels very organized to me.
Mm.
So are you getting any overdraft facility from the banks right now?
Yeah, we do have an overdraft. Currently, we do have an overdraft. So I think because the goal that we want, the increasing of capacity, is something that we're working on. So we're still going to look at maybe approaching the bank either for the increase or... But before that,
I think the reason why we're here is because so that we get more advice, which one, like, you know, it's more viable and all that. We do have everything in place and we are fundable.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yeah.
Okay. Last question for me is, you made the statement around wanting to, the long-term vision is to become a retailer.
Mm.
Okay. Why do you want to do that?
Okay, I think my previous experience when it comes to having retailers as clients, I think maybe it was, I don't know, like the experience that I had is they were happy with the quality, happy with everything, but then the price, it was as if they want to take it at
as
almost, yes.
As cheap as possible.
As cheap as possible. So yeah. it made me question, because when I started, it used to be something that I want. I want to supply this store. But then when I started engaging with them, and then I actually went back and say, is it really something that we should be looking at? Or should we also compete? Because we are selling to the direct client as well, whether we are a shop or not yet a shop, but we are, like, our clients are like individuals, and they've been very consistent. So I think it's because of the experience, but now that they're coming back,
now
you know,
in a dilemma.
Exactly. And yeah. Now we can negotiate, because
I like that. We're going to have to take a break now, and when we get back, I'll give Trudy some of my thoughts on how to scale her business.